In the season of Advent, we prepare for Jesus to come, but sometimes in our preparations and anticipations, we can lose sight of God's grace. Sometimes we are so desperate for God's approval, we think we can earn his favor by doing more, by being better, or by scheming in just the right way. Despite God's unconditional love, we still try to earn our way into security and salvation. Today we turn to the Lord for forgiveness. And in this moment of silence, we admit those times that we've tried to force a good relationship with God rather than just receiving that good relationship through his grace. After we have that moment of silence, we'll then receive his grace through the forgiveness of sin. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have not trusted your word of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We have questioned if we are truly forgiven. We have doubted the new life we now live. We have distrusted your way of salvation. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. God's ways are not our ways. Despite our continued inability to trust as we ought, Christ's death and resurrection for your forgiveness remains effective, and it always will. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins that weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.